Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah ayin, mitzvah number 70. But just before that, this mitzvah related to yesterday's mitzvah that I forgot. It was a story I thought of during the shiur. I forgot to mention, but it has to do with today's mitzvah and the next mitzvah as well. It has to do with cursing a judge, which was yesterday's mitzvah. And that is, it's a famous story that in the time of there was once a butcher. Who had a din Torah? He had a din Torah, and before he had the din Torah, first he had a shiloh about a certain cow. The shiloh about a cow, kosher treif. He brings it to Rav Simcha Zelig, who was a dayan in Brisk, and he looks at it. Treif. He had a rule against the butcher. Okay, what could he do? So the butcher accepts it. Hundreds and hundreds of ruble down the drain. Okay, what could he do? The next day, or a few weeks later, let's say, this same butcher has a din Torah with another person for a measly amount of money, very small amount of money. And the Rav Simcha Zelig rules against this butcher. And this butcher stands up and curses Rav Simcha Zelig. That's what it has to do with the mitzvah. So he violated this as our rice from yesterday. So Rav Chaim threw him out of the Bezdin, Rav Chaim Brisker. So Rav Simcha Zelig said to him, I don't understand. A few weeks ago, he had a din Torah, he had a question about a cow, and he lost hundreds and hundreds of ruble, and he didn't say anything. And now, a few pennies, a few ruble, and he screams at me, and he curses me, and he violates. What's the difference? Says Reb Chaim, you don't understand. In the first case, nobody else won. And here, there was a winner. He lost the money to somebody else. Says that's the difference. Okay, I've used that in Divrei Musar in the past, but that's the story about the cursing of the judge that I wanted to mention. Okay, anyway, today's mitzvah is Lav de Birchas Hashem. As we mentioned yesterday, there is no separate pasuk. It's learned that from the same pasuk as yesterday, but yesterday we learned about the mitzvah of Elohim lo sekal, Elohim lo sekalel, and today we learn the mitzvah of Elohim lo sekalel, not to curse God. And Mishar Shem mitzvah beberechas Hashem, so he skips the first paragraph defining the mitzvah, because he already did. So he goes straight to the shorish of the mitzvah, in cursing Hashem. Of course, Chazal always say berechas Hashem, and that's the easier way to also remember in the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. You know, this is one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, cursing God, and the way to remember them are the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim, and Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Right, if we called the Kilas Hashem, it wouldn't fit. Aleph Kuf Gimel Dalet. So Aleph Beis, Ever Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. So that's why it fits in nicely that it's Birchas Hashem. So says the Chinuch, Lefi, Shemisrokan Ha'adam B'Ma'amar Haraha, Hu Mikol Tova. The person empties himself through doing this action from anything good, the kohod nafsho ne'epach l'mashchis, and the whole glory of his soul has turned to a destructive nature. Fini hu nechshav kibehemus, he's like an animal. If a person uses his koach hadibur in such a way, cursing God, you don't get lower. Ki be'osar davar mamish, shehivdilu Hashem yisparach l'tova, ubo nase adam, with the exact power, an ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to differentiate him from the animals, and that is the power of speech, which is how he distinguished himself, how a human distinguishes himself from the animals. He takes that and he throws it in the dirt. He separates himself for bad. And he takes himself out of any normal thinking individual. He's like a creepy, crawly, disgusting creature, even lower than that. If a person does violates the aveira of Birchas Hashem, the Torah warns us. Hashem, even though this is a logical mitzvah, he gives us a mitzvah about it. The called diber v'diber hagori minias atova mimenu yovo kenegan chepso baruchu. Every word that causes a prevention of goodness that Hashem could do upon us goes against his Ratzon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Meitiv, Hu Yeitiv, one. There are many sources that say exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says, and that is what makes a person unique amongst the kingdoms of the world, the animal kingdom, plant kingdom, is his Koach HaDibur. So you know, the Sefer Kuzari has the four levels of being. The Sefer Kuzari says the lowest level is the domain, the inanimate objects, the rocks and the dirt, and above that is the Tzomeach, the growers, the trees and the plants and the flowers. We say that a plant is alive, but really it's growing. It's not the same way that other things are alive. So you have the domain, the Tzomeach, on top of that is Chai, which includes the animal kingdom, the alive creatures, and on top of that is what he calls Medaber. Medaber, he doesn't say Adam. Medaber, because that's what defines Adam. Adam is a Medaber. They say that the Reb Chaim Ozer said there was a fifth category, and that was Reb Chaim. right? He was on the top. He was the fifth category. He was a different kind of bria that Rav Chaim Brisker than anybody else. His mind. That was the Rav Chaim Moser. Rav Salvechik quotes that. Rav Shetler quotes it in Nefesh HaRav. But anyway, what's the source of this one? One of the earliest sources is the Unkelus. The Unkelus that we know of in Parshas Bereishis, where the pasuk says in Beis Zayin, Vayipach Pa'apav Nishmas Chaim, Hashem breathed within us a living soul, Vayiladim Nefesh Chaya. And what does it mean that a man was a live spirit? The uncle says, L'ruach Mimalala, a talking spirit. That's what it means that we have a Nishmas Chaim. We have a talking spirit. And the Chafetz Chaim expands on this in many places in his writings. You can look in the Hakdama to both Shmiras HaLashon and Chafetz Chaim, his Sefer on Hilchas Lashon Hara and his Sefer on the Hashkafa and the Musar of Lashon Hara, but also right here in the Chafetz Chaim HaLaTorah. He talks about the Koach HaDibur of a person. So Koach HaDibur Shehutpa Ba'adam Hu Chelek Elokami Ma V'lo Min Adal Yesodos. It's purely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemehem Nivra Shemayim V'aretz V'Nefashos Atnua. Aval Hi Ruach Hashem Agadol Mipiv Da'asu Tfua. Straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Koach. And if you think about it, it's so much easy, more than any other thing we do in life. Imagine, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're nailing something in. So you have a hammer, you have a nail, you have to be very careful to focus. If you don't focus for a second, it's not going to happen, you're going to get hurt. You have to focus. If I'm driving, you have to focus. If I'm walking, I don't want to bump into something. Everything, focus, focus, focus. What about speech? To say the word, vayedaber, I don't have to think, just say, it just comes out. I don't even have to focus on it, such as matana. Imagine if before we say every syllable, we have to think about it. Maybe it would be better if we would think before we speak. But says the Chafetz Chaim, what a gift the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Kfar nasis melechas achibur me'eleho, v'yakimas vasayim, v'psichas apev, v'stimas agaron. How do we learn? We open and close our pathways, and our teeth, and our tongue, and our lips. Everything works in unison. Baruch Hashem, what an amazing, amazing bodily function that we can talk. Kol zeh naseh bofen yashav etivi, mibili lo das balov, v'akol bishvil ma? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us this koach. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us this power of dibur, to do mitzvahs with, to learn Torah with, to give somebody a good word with. That's the ultimate. And Rachmanu Litzlan, says the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Chafetz Chaim, if a person takes this dibur and uses it in the opposite way, he's taken away his special koach. And just to finish off with what we mentioned also in the past, I think last year in the Parshas year, Parshas Balak, the Ason, the donkey turns around to Bilam and says, why are you hitting me? Asks Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger, why didn't Hashem just create a bas kol, a heavenly voice, and say, Bilam, stop going to curse the Jews. Why do you have an animal turn around and say, hey, Bilam? Because in effect, what the donkey was saying to Bilam was, Bilam, if you're going to use your power of Dibur for negative to curse the Jews, you know better than me. You know better than an animal. That's why Dafka, the animal, was used to tell Bilam. Because basically, that's what Bilam was doing. And any of us, exactly what he says here in the Sefer HaChinuch, that we turn ourselves no better than animals if we use our Dibur in the proper way. In the proper way. Okay, continuing, Midini HaMitzvah. So some of the halachas of the mitzvah of Birchas Hashem, Kegon Mashe Pirshu, She'ein HaChiyev Ashi Yefaris HaShem HaMiyuchad. Like we said yesterday, you're only Chayiv if you curse Hashem, mentioning one of God's names. Shehu, Yudkei Vavkei, O Shel Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kedas Ksas Mefarshim. This is a good place just to mention. Go look in the Minchas Chinuch for a minute. In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch there, based on the Rishonim, but the Minchas Chinuch says there are four types of names of Hashem that we have in halacha. Not every halacha has the same requirements. There's a halacha of, there's an Issur D'oraisa of erasing God's name. There's an Issur D'oraisa here of cursing God's name. There are other Issurim that have to do with saying Shem Hashem. So everyone has to be looked at with Shem Hashem, making a shvua. So says the Minchas Chinuch, four categories. You see in Os Aleph, Anaktim, Shish Arba Mine Shem HaSakadoshim, four categories. Number one, Shem Havaya Baruch Hu Kiksivaso. V'zeh HaNikra Tamit Shem HaMiyuchad. Shem HaMiyuchad, the ultimate name of God, is Yudkei Vavkei. That is the name of God, which we don't pronounce Bizman Hazet. They pronounce it in the Beis HaMikdash, but Yudkei Vavkei. That is Shem HaMiyuchad. Then we have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. What is, that's how we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei. But the name, when it's written, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, so that is Oz Beis, Dehainu Kikriyaso, that's a machlokas. Some say that is also considered Shem HaMiyuchad. Some say that is a kinu, that is a nickname of God, on a little lower level. But either way, that's Yudkei Vavkei, and then we have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then we have the third category. We have other names of God which are not Shem HaMiyuchad. And that is the other names. Elokim, Shakai, Elokai, Kel. All of those names of God. He doesn't quote them all, but that's category three. Names of God, but not the Shem, not the Shem HaMiyuchad, not the unique name. But it's also Shem HaShein and Nimchakim, names that cannot be erased. And finally, number four are what we called Kinuyim, nicknames of God. Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim. All of those, that's category four. So depending on the mitzvah that you're talking about, many mitzvahs have to do something with Shem HaShem. Right? So depending on the mitzvah, so that is, you have to look at what is required. So here, the Sefer Chinuch, back to the Chinuch now, he says, the Isur Daraisa Berchaz Hashem is where we are Mefarish, the Shem HaMiyuchad, Yuvke Vavke, Aleph Dalin Nun Yud. Umasha Amru, continuing now, Shebechol Yom V'yom Sholan Se'edim Bekinui. The Sefer Chinuch here now quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. This Sanhedrin discusses the interesting case of, so what exactly is the process of Eidus when it comes to Berchaz Hashem? Because usually there's no downside. There's no pressure. Why? Meaning two people come to court, two witnesses, and they say, okay, we just saw Reuven kill Shimon. Okay, fine. But what are the two witnesses supposed to do when they come to court? And they just say, we just heard Reuven say blank. Are they allowed to say that? We heard Reuven say, Hashem should be cursed. And they're going to say, Shem Hashem? So what do you do? The mission, this is a problem. But you're not allowed to kill somebody or have the cold court case unless you know for sure exactly what happened. So what are they even supposed to do? So that's what he quotes here. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin Nun Vav. The Chinuch quotes it right here. I'll read you from the Mishnah. Bechol yom dunnes eidim bekinui. Throughout the testimony, throughout the process, the eidim never say Shem Hashem. They just use a nickname for God. They use a kinui. They say Yake Yosi es Yosi. Right? Yake meaning Hashem should curse Hashem. Meaning Yosi. But instead the Mishnah says, they say Yosi instead of Yudke Vavke. Why Yosi? Why Yosi? So Rashi there in Sanhedrin Nun Vav says, we say Yosi because the Dalit Osios Ika, Kishem Ben Arba Osios. Right? Yosi is just like Yudke Vavke. It's also four letters. De'enochayv El Hashem HaMiyucha, Tainu Shem Ben Arba Dalit Osios. You have to have Yudke Vavke. Umishom, and also, Yosi is Gematria Elokim, says Rashi. So that's why you use Yosi as Yosi, because Yosi is Gematria Elokim, and it's four letters, Yudke Vavke. That's what you do. But then, there is, at one point, that the Eidim have to say it. Says the Mishnah, Nigmar Hadin, once you're up to the Gemar Din, and they're about to come to their decision, Lo Hayu Hargan Bekinui. Besdin is not allowed to kill somebody for Berchaz Hashem, based on only hearing the nickname. Ella, Motzinas, Kalan Malachutz. Amazing. This never happens in any other court case. Everybody in the courtroom is asked to leave. Motzinas Adam Malachutz, Vishoalinas Agodol Shebinehem. And you ask the one that is the greater of the Eidim, va'omerlo, and he say, Amar Masha Shamata Beferish. Okay, say it. Tell us what you heard. Tell us exactly what you heard. Vahu Omer, and the Eid says, I heard this. Fahadayanim Omdim Al Raglehem, Vikaran Veloma Achin. The Dayanim know it's coming! And they asked him, you know what they have to do? They have to tear Kriya. They have to tear their clothing. They tear their clothing. Veloma Achin, they're never allowed to sew it up. And the second aid doesn't have to say it. The second aid says, Afani kamahu. I heard like him. Vashlish yomer afani kamahu. That is the process that is done in Beis Din when they need to hear the testimony. Again, throughout the process, the name is not said. Because chas v'shalom, you don't want to have it more times than you need. But once you come to the Gemar Din, then you have to say it. The Rambam quotes this as well. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, he quotes this, Va'omrim lo emar masha shamata befeirish, Va'hu omer v'hadayanam omdim ha'araglein, V'karin v'lo ma'achin, V'ed ha'sheni omer afani kamahu. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi on that our Mishnah, V'amrinan lei, and the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi asks, V'amrinan lei gadeif? The Yerushalmi says, how could we ask him even at the last stage? We tell him to curse? How can we ask him to do that? Umishani, but what does the Yerushalmi answer? Ela oso Hashem sha'amarti lefnechem kalel, ubo kalel, klomer maskir shim banar ha'osios v'omer Hashem hazeh hiskir ha'magade, v'kilo loso, v'kilo bo, klomer yake yosi es yosi. Says the Yerushalmi, they don't repeat, the eight does not repeat the exact curse. The eight just repeats Shem Hashem. He says Yudke Vavke, and he says, that name, so-and-so cursed. But he doesn't say the words that he should be cursed. Yerushalmi says it can't be. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'lo yadati lama lo kasar Rabbeinu Zeh. I don't know why the Rambam did not quote this Yerushalmi. Says the Minchas Chinuch now, in Os Tess. You know why I didn't quote it? Because the Bavli doesn't sound like it. The Bavli doesn't sound like you do any, right in the middle of Os Tess. Like I said, Mishnah, Kazav al Rambam, Delo Yada, Lama Hishman, Ube Meshas, Yilon, Lokein Mashma. Sounds like from our Mishnah and the Pashas of our Gemara, that the, okay, it's terrible, but you have to say it. You have to know exactly what he said. So the Yerushalmi might say, okay, you don't, but the Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Why doesn't he quote it? Yes, the Rambam sometimes passes like the Yerushalmis. That's only if the Bavli isn't against the Yerushalmi. So it could very well be that the Rambam understands that the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi in this case. Good. There is a fascinating Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, continuing now in the Os Tess, where it starts, Al Kol Panim. He says, Nirali, the Zedafka im Hayid Emes, Avalim Nizbar Shehayid Sheker, says the Minchas Chinuch, let's say the aide that said this, according to Pashas, what we paskin, you repeat the entire curse, exactly what was said. Let's say he's found to be an aide sheker. So you know what? Says the Minchas Chinuch, we'd put him to death. Because for being Megadef. Because now he did it for no reason. Outside of the context of Eidus. And he says, amazingly, the next line, even if he's proven to be an Eid Zomeim. We know the halacha, we mentioned it many times. Kasher Zomam velo kasher asa. Eid Zomeim is only put to death if we catch them in their guilt, in their lie, before we prosecute the person. But let's say Reuven's already killed. Let's say they testified that Reuven cursed, Reuven was put to death, and then Eidim come. So says the Minchas Chinuch, you can't put him to death because of Kasher Zaman. But you know what? We know that they lied. So now you can put him to death for cursing themselves. As long as they had Hasra. Eidim Zoman don't get Hasra. But if Bezdin somehow gave them the Hasra, that if you turn out to be Eidim Zoman, then you are being Megadif. You're going to be Chayav Misa. If they did that, says the Minchas Chinuch, so then they'd be Chayav Misa, not for Eidim Zoman, but for Megadif. Amazing. Aval Khan, four lines on the bottom. Ha'ir HaGadol, Shomer Befer, at least the first one, that said it Beferish, Nerag. Lo mitam she'asal l'chaveiro, debazeino Chayav, ela Chayav Skila, machma she'gidev. He's Chayav Misa, Skila, because he cursed. Ve'ir HaShedi, Shomer Lafini Kamo, eino Chayav. He didn't. Ve'chenim huzam. If it comes out that he must be put to death because of his giduf, even though he wouldn't be put to death because of kasher zama. Then in the rest of the paragraph he says, as long as there was a type of hasra'a. Okay. There is also an interesting point before we get back to the Sefer HaChinuch, if you continue in the Minchas Chinuch. The next page, where it says Venira de la Achar, second to last paragraph on the page, the Minchas Chinuch points out what happens if somebody says the aide right after he testified and said it. He says, "No, I'm lied. I made up the whole thing." He wants to be Choserbo. He wants to be Choserbo. So we said yesterday by a real Megadef, this is one of the four exceptions to Toka de Dibur, Kiddushin, Gerushin, Megadef, and. Kiddushin Gerushin, Megadef, and Avodah Zarah. Right? So those, this is one of the exceptions. So do we say that by an aide also? The aide is testifying. Memela, once he takes back his testimony, it ends up that he was really a Megadef. And Megadef shouldn't be able to have the power of retraction. So it's like a circle. So what do you do? Can he retract or not? And then he says, but one second. Maybe there's another reason why we shouldn't allow him to retract. Because there's a principle called Ein Adam Eitzem Matzmo Rasha. A person is not allowed to self-incriminate himself. And if the aide them generally could say, they could maybe go back on the testimony within Toka de Dibur. It's not later on, where we have a principle of Kivit Shehigid, Shuvet Ochozer Magid. But they can usually retract. But here, by retracting, they will end up, it will end up being that they will have cursed Hashem. So maybe we shouldn't allow them to be a Megadef. We shouldn't allow them to retract because of that reason. Eidah Meisa Matzah Rasha. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, but Tosa says about Metziah. But if we know they're being Meisa Matzah Rasha because they're trying to do tshuva, so maybe we should believe them. Like if somebody's is chayav a carbon, and they said, no, I did it b'mezid, not b'shogeg. So the carbon is, I don't have to bring the carbon. So we trust him according to one of the Tanoim, because he doesn't want to bring chulun lazari, he's doing tshuva. We do trust him somewhat. So maybe we should trust him here. Back and forth he goes, that's in Dibur Maschel Venira, whether we should apply the principle of Ein Adam Meis Masmo Rasha in this context. Wonderful discussion. Okay, we continue though now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, continuing, talking about other halachas, about Tokadei Dibur. And we know that he was sane when he did it. Go towards the end, the next page, fourth line. Avala shomea min agoy. If somebody hears, even though a non-Jew is also chayiv in this avera, it's one of the shemitzes b'nei Noach. But if I hear a non-Jew say it, Eino chayav lekroa. If I hear anybody else curse God, I have a chi of kriya, like Bezdin. But if a guy curses God, the halacha is that you don't have to tear kriya. Why not? Why not? So the Sheiltos in Mitzvah Kuftes, quotes the Gemara has this question. It's a machlokas. Machlokas, whether you have to tear kriya for a guy. So we paskin, no. But what is the root of the issue? So the Sheiltos, and it's expanded upon by the Netziv in the Hemek Sheila in Sheilta Kuf Yud. What's the reason that we usually have to tear kriya when we hear God curse? Chas v'shalom. What's the reason? Is it because of the terrible Chilul Hashem that we have heard? Or is it because we're mourning the loss of the neshama of this guy who did it? Why are we tearing kriya? Right? Shades of Rabbeinu Gershom, we mentioned in the past, Rabbeinu Gershom tore sat shiva for his son. His son went off the derech, he became a heretic. So there are two versions, whether he sat shiva right when he became a heretic, or when he died, he sat 14 days. One for the physical life of his son, and one for the spiritual life of his son. Either way, but says the Netziv, that's the Shiloh here. If I tear kriya for the Chil Hashem, that even if a guide says it, it's a Chil Hashem. But if I'm tearing kriya because the loss of the neshama of this guy, so if it was a non-Jew, then he never had the neshama. Never had the neshama in the same way. He had Selam Elokim, but he never had the neshama, and therefore you wouldn't tear kriya. That's the issue of whether you have to tear kriya if you're from a guy or not. Continuing, it says the chinuch. There's another uniqueness to this mitzvah. The edim and the judges before they kill him, they put their hands on his head. Va'omrim lo, and they say. Rashi quotes this where this comes up. Where they say, Damcha Biroshcha, Sha'ata Garamta Lecha. Rashi quotes this in Emor. They say, they put their hands on his head and they say, it's your blood. You did it. It's not our fault. Ve'ein b'kolai ruge bazde misha somchana lov, el magadi bovad. There's nobody else. There's never do we find that by anybody that Bezdin puts to death, that the Edom and the Dayanim have to put their hands on him and say, it's not our fault except for this one. I'm not going to answer that now. Why is that? What's unique about this case? Dafka Megadif, they have to put their hand. Okay, yes, the Edom have a kiyum to help in the killing process. But Smicha? Smicha on the Mechuyah Bisa beforehand, that is unique to hear, based on the Pasuk, Beferish, in Pasha's Emor. Finishes up the Sefer HaChinuch, Benohegi, Sazeh, B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman, V'ha Over, Alzeh, U'birech Hashem, B'nyin Shamarnu, if somebody curses God, Niskal Ba'aretz, Alpi Smuchin, he is Chayiv Skila. V'yachsha B'chutz La'aretz, nowadays, if you hear somebody curse God, he can't put it to death, but at least, Marchikin Kol Yisrael Mimenu, U'machri Minoso, you stay away from him. Can't put him to death, but you stay away from him. There's one other ha'ara that I wanted to mention. At the end of Osvav, in the Minchas Chinuch discusses, again, only his classical type of question, what about a non-Jew who cursed God and then converted? He cursed God, and before we got to punish him, he converted. So the halacha is, he is patur. He is off the hook. Because the halacha is, if somebody converts, and there is a mitzvah, there's a halacha that changes. There's a detail of the halacha that changes from non-Jew to Jew, then he's off the hook. And here, there's a difference. Why? Because a non-Jew is put to death with Saif, and a Jew is put to death with Skila. Says the Gemara, Ishtani Dino Umisaso Alkein Eino Neherag. Meaning there's a difference, even though this is the same halacha, Berchas Hashem, there are differences between Jews and non-Jews within the details of this halacha, and therefore, if somebody converts in the middle, so then they would not be put to death. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a guten Shabbos, and we'll continue next week with the third of the mitzvahs of Bracha, Shalom Lekalel Nasi.